I'm joined on the phone right now with Nicole, who is a member of the Guelph Union of Tenants and Supporters. She joins us on the phone today from Guelph. Thank you for being on the program, Nicole.
Thank you for calling.
So we're going to be talking about GUTS, but specifically about a demonstration you were involved in where you were sexually assaulted by a police officer. We'll get into that, but maybe just to get started, can you briefly explain to our listeners what the work of GUTS, the Guelph Union of Tenants and Supporters, what your organization does?
Sure. GUTS is a direct action anti-poverty group in Guelph. We organize mostly around tenant issues and issues of social assistance. We also do free suppers in Guelph and hand out harm reduction supplies, and are involved in broader political campaigns.
Mm-hmm. So you were involved in a demonstration on March the 8th, 2006. It's also important to note that this demonstration was happening on International Women's Day. Can you explain, maybe just talk about the campaign of the lead up to this demonstration and what exactly it was?
Sure. It was part of the Raise the Rates campaign. In Ontario for the last approximately 2 years, there's been a campaign going with a network of anti-poverty groups across the province and the Ontario Common Front to try and get social assistance rates raised. They were cut in 95 by the Tories by almost 22%, and combined with inflation, people now are receiving 40% less than they would have in 95. During the campaign, we discovered a clause of the Welfare and Disability Acts that allowed for people to get up to an extra $250 a month per person on their check with the signature of a medical practitioner. It was originally designed to help people with medical conditions. And so what we started to say is that poverty is a health issue, and sympathetic doctors held clinics where hundreds and thousands of people would be signed up to receive the extra money to supplement their welfare checks. So after a few months of this, the government got sick of paying out the increased money and changed the legislation, really restricting the special diet allowance. And certain things like breastfeeding allowance were cut off. People now are paid according to how much weight they lose. Like if you have Hep C, you get a whole extra $10 a month. And they have said that malnutrition is not a medical condition. Mm-hmm. So that happened in November. As of March 1st, the bulk of people that were signed up for it have been cut off of the special diet money. And so many of these people, the special diet allowance enabled them to buy food and at the same time pay their rent. So many of these people are now going to be facing eviction. So we went to the Housing Tribunal, which is like the Ontario eviction machine. We went there on International Women's Day to protest the cut to the special diet money and to raise attention to like the issue of specifically women's poverty.
Mm-hmm. And it was on that day that you were sexually assaulted by a police officer in Guelph. Can you explain what happened in that incident?
Yeah, we were in the tribunal requesting to speak with the adjudicator to try and get all the cases for that day delayed, like put over for another week. And the cops came in and reacted quite violently. A taser was pulled and fired at the crowd, and so there were multiple arrests happening. The cop that came to arrest me, Officer Brian Welsh, grabbed my arms and put them behind my back, and then proceeded to put his crotch, like his pelvis, into my butt and said, "So how do you like that?"
Many people who are in your situation, of course, we hear of instances of police brutality, police violence, people don't always come forth, come into the public when this happens. Why did you feel it was important to go forward or to come out publicly in this case?
I think one thing that made it really easy was, well, in one way it makes it really shocking, the fact that he did it in front of a huge group of people. There were multiple witnesses, other protesters, tenants, and other cops. And so people saw immediately what had happened and reacted and were screaming back and being really supportive, like trying to get him away from me and just confronting other people that were there, like the other cops, for not intervening in the assault. So that certainly helped. And I think it's really shocking that it happened publicly, and people need to be aware who weren't there. I've had a lot of people contacting me and offering support, and I don't know, I feel like I have a lot of support. I'm in a fairly good position, and it's really important to be vocal and public about these issues. Otherwise, it's never going to change. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned that other people at the time when Officer Welsh was doing this were yelling at him to get away from you. How did the other police officers in that situation react? Did people try to get him away from you, or was there any kind of response from them?
No, the cops didn't intervene at all. They just stood by and watched. And later on at the station, the same officers, like I was arrested and taken back to the station. And before I was allowed to leave, four officers came into this tiny room that I was being held in and basically came in to intimidate me. They wanted to know if I had any complaints about anything that had happened to me during the arrest. And so I told them after some hesitation, because I was really scared at that point. Like, there's no reason for them all to be in the room other than to come and intimidate me. Mm-hmm. And after I told them, the supervisor just looked really upset. Like, he got really red and he just looked pissed off. But he didn't offer any resolution or say anything about what had happened, like to say that it was wrong or that there was any possibility for a resolution.
How do you see this case? Do you see it as an isolated incident, or do you see it as part of a larger pattern or a history of police abuse and misogynist police actions in Guelph?
There's actually been a history here that I only recently become aware of problems with the police acting in very sexist and misogynistic ways towards female protesters. I'm still learning about the details of that, but certainly over the last decade or so, there have been several incidents that have come up. And as for more general violence, I have many friends who have been assaulted by the police in the past, like more in physical nature that I'm aware of, but many people that have been beaten up or otherwise harassed. Mm-hmm.
You also mentioned before that you've received a lot of support from friends, from the community in Guelph. I know that Guts also put out a call for people to take autonomous actions against this police action. Can you just elaborate a little bit on the support that you have gotten from the community? What have people been doing to support you?
Well, initially, people from across the country, from Vancouver to Halifax, contacted me or contacted Guts to offer support, just anything that was needed. People were offering money for lawyers and all kinds of things. And also, they contacted the police chief and demanded that he take action to fire Officer Welsh and make apologies and so on. So people were really good with that.
We're now joined on the phone with Alex Tinter, who is also a member of the Guelph Union of Tenants and Supporters. Previously, we were just speaking with Nicole about the incident and about the community support I know that the Guts has been extremely active in putting out call-outs from coast to coast, you know, to resist this kind of police violence. Can you talk a bit about the response you've gotten to these call-outs?
Well, the initial call-out we sent a few days after the arrests, and we made three main demands. We demanded that Brian Walsh be fired immediately, as he still continues to work for the police and has a gun, and we think that's extremely dangerous based on how he's acted. We asked for all the tickets and charges from the date to be dropped, and we asked for a public apology to Guts, Nicole Freeborn, and the public at large. And from that, we got a lot of emails. The police said there were 50, but I think we got at least like 60 sent to our email account that were copied. And a lot of people called in and wrote letters in. We got a lot of union support and a lot of groups we've never talked to before, which was really nice. It helped us make a lot of connections. And basically, it was really good because what it forced them to do is that Nicole didn't have to make a complaint, but the police were the ones that launched the investigation. And so that way, we're not as much... It's carried out a different way, and so when the SIU gets involved, it's based on the police choice, not ours, and so then Nicole and others are just simply witnesses. And so this happened, and this took a few days, and we decided that they had many of our demands, and that that was not acceptable, and that the problem still existed, and that obviously calling, faxing, and emailing hadn't done enough. And so we sent updates out, and we made a call out for autonomous direct actions. For people to take, and we named the Guelph Police, Guelph City Council, and the police at large as potential targets because we feel they're all complicit. The Guelph City Council funds the Guelph Police. The Guelph Police took part in this. People watch this, and they haven't fired them yet. And the police at large are a brutal colonial force that help commit genocide in Canada and are consistently racist and classist. And so this issue is much broader than this one assault, and so we felt the police at large would aptly fit in. Mm-hmm. And in response to that, we got an email from a group called Anarchist Solidarity, who we haven't heard of before, and to our knowledge, we don't know anyone that has. But they sent us an email last week saying that they had, there's a new city hall being built in Guelph, and the old city hall is going to be converted into a Provincials Offenses Act court. And so we were sent an email saying that they had sabotaged the machines at the construction site. And for the first few days, the city and the construction company denied this. But yesterday it came out in the newspaper that indeed the machines were sabotaged and thousands of dollars of damage were done.
Wow.
And so that, and there was a communique sent out where they expressly named the Guelph City Council for funding the Guelph Police and said that was the first attempt to slow down the building of that site in solidarity with Guts and Nicole Freeborn.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the big news in Guelph right now. And then aside from that, we have this protest coming up this Friday.
Right.
Basically what we're doing is we're just we're trying to get like a broad range of tactics in and trying to appeal to everyone. So the phone fax right was more very accessible to everyone. Thomas Direct Actions for some people meant making phone calls, more phone calls. For this group called Anarchist Solidarity, it meant sabotaging machinery. And then so now we're having a protest because a lot of people didn't know what to do, and so this way they have an outlet. And we're calling it a festively militant night march, and it's on Friday at 9 p.m. in downtown Guelph at City Hall is where we're meeting. Mm-hmm. And basically the point of the march is to assert people's personal autonomy and right to personal security. We're trying, while the march was inspired by the actions of Brian Walsh, we acknowledge that like a lot of the reason that this case has become so public is because we have privilege and we have a history of writing press releases and are very able to get the word out. And so we think that like this is not a first-time thing. The cops sexually assault and assault people all the time. And women are sexually assaulted all the time. 1 in 4 women report being raped in Canada. 1 in 2 gets report being sexually assaulted. And so we think it's a much broader issue. And so it's turned into an anti-patriarchy, anti-police march. Mm-hmm. And essentially the idea of festively militant is we're going to celebrate our autonomy and our right to personal security. But at the same time, we've already sat by, been peaceful at the Ontario Housing Rental Tribunal, and a bunch of GUTS members had to watch one of their friends be sexually assaulted by a police officer and were too scared by because of police intimidation, because obviously police have guns, weapons, and the law on their side to do anything about it. But we will not let them touch anyone at this protest. We will not watch our friends get sexually assaulted or assaulted again. Mm-hmm. And we think it's going to be a really fun time.
What are you expecting the police response to this demonstration to be like?
We're not really sure. I think there's essentially two different general ideas of what it may be. Either they, like, I've talked to people that used to work for SIU, not in Guelph, but in different areas.
The SIU being?
Special Investigations Unit, which is a provincial, they're called a civilian body that's supposed to look into police misconduct of sexual assaults and police shootings and whatnot, but they're funded by the government, as the police are. And so, obviously, like, as much as they claim they're unbiased, it's a lot of BS. And so so what I've been told is that a lot of cops are likely to be, like, while cops have this solidarity thing within their own group and they don't snitch on each other and whatnot, at the same time, a lot of police will be really mad at Officer Brian Welsh because it puts a lot of heat on them. There's 9 witness cops, and so everyone's being investigated. And so we think they might just be, like, really good and really careful and not want to look bad. But at the same time, they might be really mad at us for all these call-outs and for all the press and bad press they're getting over this. Mm-hmm. So we think either they're going to have a really, really good turnout or they're going to get really mad. My personal opinion is cops tend to brutalize people, especially anti-cop demos, and so I don't expect them to be too nice to us.
Mm-hmm. And what are the demands you're making for this demonstration? What would you like the end result to be?
We want Officer Brian Welsh fired. We want all the charges and tickets from the date of the original arrest dropped. And we want a public apology to GUTS, Nicole Freeborn, and the public at large. And then consequently following that, criminal charges would be laid against Brian Welsh for sexual assault while possessing a weapon, and probably a civil suit as well.
Okay. I just had one more question, actually, for Nicole, if
okay.
She's still around. So we're talking a bit about the demonstration and the demands of the demonstration. Nicole, I guess the last question I wanted to ask you would be for our listeners here in Montreal, how can people here continue to support you and to support your fight and this ongoing resistance against police brutality in Guelph?
Well, I definitely have appreciated all the emails. Just to keep in touch with people and find out what people are doing in different areas. I think keeping the pressure on the police and not letting issues of police brutality get swept aside, as they often try to do, being vigilant in your own communities and just acting to challenge issues like this when they come up, not accepting it.
So we've been speaking with Nicole and Alex, two members of the Guelph Union of Tenants and Supporters, who are organizing and resisting against police brutality and police sexual assault in Guelph. Thank you very much for being on the program with us today, Nicole.
Thank you. Have a great day.